Blog Talk Radio.
When I was a little girl,
tuned into Blog Talk Radio. Your program is the Old Ship of Zion. Your host and moderator is Overseer Janice Ward. I am so delighted to be able to come back across these airways and skyways, once again bringing unto you the divine word of truth. Hallelujah. And I just hope and pray that all has been well in your family circle on last evening and even at this present moment. And we just want you just to, hallelujah, just to be encouraged. We want you to be blessed of and by and through the Lord. And we also want to just thank you, those of you that continually to make the Old Ship of Zion a part of your listening program. We thank you. We thank you, and may God bless you. You and you, hallelujah, real good. Thank you, Jesus. And so we just want you just to know that we appreciate you. And without you, it wouldn't be any need for us to be here. But we thank God for having, hallelujah, pilgrims and disciples that love, hallelujah, to hear the divine word of truth. Coming straight out of the mouth of God. Hallelujah. Because this is God's gospel. I'm just saying God has already written. Hallelujah. And so we just thank you so graciously. And I will, hallelujah, be with you on this morning. An hour. Hallelujah. And I just, like I said, I just want to just thank you for continually to make this, hallelujah, church. This is a church service, and we just thank you for making this church service a part of your listening program, hallelujah, in your digital archives. We just thank you. And so I'm scheduled to be with you, like I first stated, an hour. And I want to just send condolences out to those of you that has lost loved ones. Hallelujah. May it been in the last 72 hours or last 48, last 24, last 12, 8, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, moments ago. And we do that just to encourage you and let you know that you are not alone. Hallelujah. And that you have prayer warriors, people of God that are praying, hallelujah, constantly around the clock, praying for you and with you, that God will bring about restoration, hallelujah, and joy. Return back unto your heart and your soul, hallelujah. And so we just want you to be encouraged. Whatever you might be going through, just know that weeping might endure for a night, but we know that joy cometh in the morning. Hallelujah. And so right now, we know time is of an essence, so we're going to try to hurry along on into our introduction. So I want to go in our opening prayer, because when we come across these airwaves and skyways, we don't ever want to overlook God. God tell us, he said, in all you do, acknowledge me, and I will, God, he will, direct yours, mine, and our path. Hallelujah. So I want to introduce to some and present to others a holy deity. He's our Lord and Savior, who's our soon coming Messiah. His name is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He's our Lord and our Savior. He's a native of Nazareth, yet born in Bethlehem over 2,000 light years ago. And we know that he's no longer in the tomb. He's no longer a baby in the cradle. But Jesus is sitting up in his holy dominion. Hallelujah. Sitting on the right-hand side of his Father. So we just thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for enabling us. Hallelujah. To come together, God. We have a grateful heart of your love and your sovereignty. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for just enabling us to unite together, God, and come mount up from the four corners of this earth, God, starting from the north, south, east, and west, as pilgrims through this barren land. I'm asking you on this morning, God, to anoint these lips of clay. Able me, God, to bring a rhema word to those that may, then again, may not know of you, the pardons of their iniquity. Grace me, your servant, God, with words of wisdom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Words of encouragement to each and every one that are hurting deep down in the epitome of their very heart and soul. And Father God, we won't take your praise. We won't take your glory. We'll give you all the glory and honor that are due unto thee. These and other blessings we ask in your Son, Jesus' mighty, marvelous name. And we'll let the temple of God and his people say amen and amen. All right, we're going to take you right now on into a live program that's already in progression. And our sermon on this morning, entitled Arm and Eye. I want to say that one more time. Our title this morning of our sermon, Arm and Eye. And we're going to read our first key scripture, and it reads like this. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. All right, we're going to go on to our second key scripture, and it reads this. The Lord neither faints nor is weary. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Isaiah 40 and 28. Hallelujah. And then we're going to keep on moving. We're going to go on to our next key scripture, and it reads this. My peace I give you. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of John 14 and 27. Hallelujah. So, our title, Arm and Eye, that means peace in Swahili. It is the name of a Labrador Retriever pup that has some special friends. And we know that Arm and Eye, hallelujah, lives with two young cheetahs at a nearby zoo. And they placed the animal together so the cheetah could learn Amanai's relaxed ways. And we know that dogs play at ease in public settings. And the expert predicts that Arm and I will be a common influence in the cheetah's lives as they grow up together. And we are told that David was a soothing influence in King Saul's life. When a distressing spirit troubled him in the law of 1 Samuel 16 and 14, when Saul's servant learned of his problem, they thought music might ease his affliction. One servant summoned David, who was a skilled harpist. Whenever the king became troubled, David would play the harp. Then Saul would become refreshed and well. You know, we crave refreshments, and we know that well-being when we are plagued by anger, fear, or sadness. We know that the Lord of the Bible is a God of peace, one who gives his Holy Spirit to everyone who believes in him. So when we're agitated or anxious, we can remember that God's Spirit produces power, love, and self-control. We know that God's influence in yours and mine and our lives can create a common effect, one that leads you and I to a confidence. We are grateful, Father, for the peace that you offer for our hearts. We know that nothing has the power to take that away. Thank you that your peace has come to stay. And the Bible says that the peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you, not as the world gives, do I give to you. Hallelujah, Jesus. So we're talking about fear. You know, we know that we have a lot to be afraid of in this world in which we live, because we know that if any second and any moment that can hit a catastrophe or tragedy in our lives or in the lives of others. But God tell you and I and us that he don't want us to be afraid. God said that the peace, hallelujah, that I leave with you, my peace I give to you, not as the world give, do I give to you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. And we know that the Lord neither faints nor is weary. And that scripture reading once again is coming out of the law of Isaiah 40 and 28. You know, we're told that opossums are known for their ability to play dead. When this happened, the opossum body wilts, his tongue flops out, and his heart rate declines. And we're told after 15 minutes that the animal is revived intensively, and the experts do not believe that the possum purposely played dead or evades the predator. But it's said that they faint involuntarily when they become overwhelmed and anxious. So we know that King Saul had a similar response to danger at the end of his reign. Saul fell full limp on the ground and was dreadfully afraid. There was no strength in him. And that scripture reading is coming out of the law of 1 Samuel 28 and 20. He responded this way, when the prophet Samuel told him that the Philistines would attack Israel on the next day, and that the Lord was not going to help him because Saul's life had been characterized by disobedience, rashness, and jealousy. God was no longer guiding him, and his effort to defend himself and the Israelites would be fertile. You know, you and I and us, we may be in a place of weakness in our lives and despair, because of yours and mine and our rebellious, or because of the difficulties of life, we know that although anxiety can steal our strength, we know that God can renew it as we lean on him, because we know that he neither faints nor is he weary. And he is willing to teach you and I, and he is able to reach us and revive us when we can't take another step. And when you feel like you can't go on any further, any of a distant, I want you to lean on Jesus. Hallelujah, because we know that we can lean on him. He wants us to lean on him. He is our everlasting arm. And so you and I, we can lean on Jesus, and we don't have to be afraid. Hallelujah. We can just be in comfort and be at peace, knowing that God, hallelujah, is our shield of protection. We know that God will be there when all else fails. We know that God will be there through it all. Through thick and thin, we know that Jesus will never leave us, nor will he forsake us. Hallelujah. We know that the kind of peace that Jesus was talking about, he said that his peace in his determination to go to Jerusalem, even though he knew he would suffer and die. Peter rebuked him, but Jesus trusted his Father and went to the cross. We know that his purpose for living was to die. And the peace of Jesus stood every sort of test, every strain, and it never broke. And that's what you and I and us are to stand tall, fight the good fight of faith on this Christian journey. We know that his faith, Jesus' faith, that it stood every sort of test. We know that his very own peace, he said, I give. So no matter how big or small yours or mine or our trials might be, we can trust to give you and I his very own peace in the midst of them. Hallelujah, Jesus. How can you be at peace, you might ask? How do we find peace in our trials? That is by trusting and believing in God and on his word. So you can let Jesus rule your heart. Hey, and that's where peace will reign. If you let Jesus rule your heart. Hallelujah. He said, let not your heart be troubled. So don't let your heart be troubled, because Jesus is the storm chaser. God can bring about peace to whatever you're facing in your life. God can bring about deliverance. God can speak peace to the situation. Hallelujah, because we know we can trust God. God will carry us. Not only will he carry you and I and us, but God will bring us out on the other side. We're talking about fear. We're talking about anger. We're talking about being agitated. We're talking about how Jesus can bring calmness. Jesus can bring about peace in yours and mine and our spiritual lives. Hallelujah. We know that Jesus, hallelujah, can calm whatever is bothering us. Because, you know, every time that we look around, we're hearing about tragedies happening in someone's lives, if it's not in our lives, then we know that it is in the lives of God's people. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. And we know that story in the Bible, it ends very much where it began. We're talking about a broken relationship between God and human. We know that at the last of the scripture in Genesis 3, saying that it was the barren image from Eden, and then Revelation picture a river and a tree of life. Time, a great city, replaces the garden setting. It is a city that's filled with worshipers of God. The Bible says that no death or sadness will ever darken that scene. And when we awake in the new heaven and the new earth, we will have a happy ending. Heaven is not an afterthought or an optional belief, but it is the final justification of all creations. The Bible never belittles human tragedies and disappointments. Is any books more painfully honest? But it does add one key word, temporary. What we feel now, we will not always feel. We know that the time for recreation will come. The Bible says for people who feel trapped in pain or in a broken home, in economic misery or in fear, for all of us, we know that heaven promised a timeless future of health and wholeness, pleasure and peace. And then the Bible begins with the promise of a redeemer in the book of Genesis 3 and 15. And it ends that same promise in Revelation 21 and 1 through 7. It said it guarantees you and us a future of reality. The end will be the beginning. The Bible says that beyond earth's sorrow, the joy of heaven, eternal blessing with Christ, my Lord. Earth weeping ended, earth trials over. We'll find sweet rest in Jesus, oh, blessed reward. And we know that the gain of heaven will be more than compensate you and I on earth for the losses on earth. So whatever losses that you and I have suffered here on planet earth, we can call it all joy, because it will be no more sadness, no more tears. The Bible says that Jesus is going to wipe every tear from yours and mine and our eyes. He said that the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guide your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. And that scripture reading is coming out of the law, Philippians 4 and 7. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. And you know, as believers in Jesus, you and I and us, we can have peace in the midst of uncertainty, because we have the assurance that our Heavenly Father loves His children and He cares for our needs. We can bring all of our concerns to Him with an attitude of thankfulness, trusting Him to meet our needs and to give us peace, the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding. Right, the Apostle Paul will guide your heart and your mind through Jesus Christ. So we know that to say that the peace of God surpasses all understanding, it reveals that we can't explain it, but we can experience it as He guards our heart and our minds. Our peace comes from the confidence that the Lord loves you and I and us. He is in control. He alone provides the comfort that settles our nerves, fill our minds with hope, and allow us to relax even in the midst of change and challenges. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. And we know that when Paul told Timothy to study in the law of 2 Timothy 2:15. As one approved by God, he wasn't instructing Timothy to do well in school and read a lot of books, but Paul's advice was propped by a group of false intelligence and intellectuals who enjoyed acquiring about the words. It was not as if Timothy or Paul actually had any books on the Christian faith. Nobody did. None had even been written. But we know that the canon was not established. Paul's letter had been fully circulated, and the Christian faith depends upon what we call an oral tradition. Christian teaching that Timothy knew, according to his oral tradition, were quite sound. They had been lived out in his home by his mother and his grandmother, who demonstrated an unformed faith. Timothy had heard and seen much of Paul's own faith. Thus, Paul admonished Timothy, his son, in the gospel to remember what he heard and to entrust it to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also. Paul told him that if he took his suffering like a good soldier, faithfully sharing and living what he had heard, he would be approved by God. And you and I and us, we have a multitude of books now, an enormous written tradition, and we should read them quite carefully, but the witness of our lifestyle and the sincerity of our faith are still what really counts before God. And these are what a leader needs to have to share the gospel with integrity. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. We've been talking about on this morning, our theme, hallelujah, has been arm and eye. And our key scripture, coming out of the law of 2 Timothy 1:7, said God has not given you and I and us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. So just know, whatever you're going through, you don't have to fear the doctor report. You don't have to fear divorce decree. You don't have to fear living in your home alone, because Jesus is right there with you. You might be alone physically, but spiritually, you are not alone. Jesus is with you every step of your journey. You don't have to be alarmed, and you don't have to be afraid. Hallelujah. Jesus, give us peace. Hallelujah. That surpasses all understanding. Hallelujah. So just know that whenever fear try to creep in, I want you to tell that fear to shoo. Shoo that fear out of your life, out of your atmosphere. Open the door, open the window to fear, and tell it to scat, because Jesus' power surpasses fear. Hallelujah. You can just grab hold to God's word, and you can read it, hallelujah, and you can gain that strength, hallelujah, power and might and of a sound mind. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. And so we said we're going to come with before you this morning an hour, and we're going to bring the next phase of our program, and that is the old hymns of Zion. So we're going to end it right here. And I hope and I pray that I've said something to marinate your spirit and infuse your mind, as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have any prayer petitions that you would want the old ship of Zion to go down in prayer on your behalf, you're most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence to God's House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. This program has been produced by Block Talk Radio. Your program has been the Old Ship of Zion. And your host and moderator has been Overseer Janice Ward. And you can send your correspondence to 1600 P.O. Box, Gilroy, California, 95020. You can log on to our web address. And that's www.janiceWardMinistries.org. www.janicewardministries.org. So until we meet again across these airways and skyways, you are encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. You are also encouraged to buckle up with Jesus at your wheel because he is people friendly. Hallelujah. Take God along with you everywhere you go. In the times that we live today, hallelujah, it's not safe to leave home without Jesus. Because when you leave and you got God in the forefront of your life, then God put out his angelic angels on their designated posts and they will fan away danger. Not saying that we won't have encounters in our life, because we will, as long as we're here on planet Earth. But God, hallelujah, can make a way of escape. So we are to pray always. When we leave home, pray. When we're returning back home, pray. May it be from an air flight, may it be from a long drive, may be from a short distance. But just continually to pray. Pray for your husband and your wife. Pray for your children that's returning back home from their university or from college, from the daycare, from the Head Start, from the charter schools. Just pray, because there's so much going on. So we know that prayer is essential to our daily lives. All right, so until we meet again, you're encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. Up next, Hymns of Zion. Uplift your spirit and encourage your heart. You be blessed, and God bless you. Bye for now. Up next, Hymns of Zion.
Jesus is the greatest man. I'm not decree it, and I declare it. I know that I shall win. All you gotta say is this: say, I decree it.
There's an army rising up. Thank you. that your life is done.
I see you eagle, I see you flying high, high, high. Thank you. can do the impossible. How do I know? I've seen him do it.
I have no doubt my God can do the impossible.
There's nothing impossible for God.
I know he can.
I've seen him do it.
I've seen him do it.
He can turn the mess you're in
to
an awesome miracle.
To an awesome
yep, he can.
I know he can.
I've seen him do it.
I've seen him do it.
So whatever problem you
have,
just let it go.
If you just give it to God, he'll work it out. How do I know?
How do I know what God can do?
I've seen him do it. I've seen him do it.
I've lived long enough to see God do phenomenal things. Oh, yes, I have. I've seen God give people supernatural strength when they didn't know how they were going to make it. I've seen him use the most unlikely people to do incredible things. So I wrote this verse for those of you that are less than perfect. Listen.
When your life has gone astray, you return and come
you
Now this is